Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. So I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to devote the entire show today, all eight segments, to newsletter writers. And let me tell you why I'm doing that. Whether you're investing in the resource sector, where my area of expertise is, whether you're investing in the conventional stock market, where I'm sure a lot of you are right now, it's very, very important that you get good information. It's very important that you do your own research. You know, you don't want to depend on somebody else. You want to do the research yourself. I have found over the years that by doing that, you know, you're never going to eliminate risk, okay? But what you do acquire is you acquire more expertise by doing a lot of study, and you are in that case able to make your own informed decisions. So we're going to devote this show to who I consider to be the best of the best in terms of letter writers. And I want to start out with my friend Peter Grandage. Peter lives in New Jersey. I've known Peter for, 10, 15 years, whatever it's been. He has been very, very successful in the financial community. He's all in all a good guy. Pete, let's talk about what you do.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm happy you're delighted in a sense to go first. I started as a broker way back in 1984, and I was a horrible cold caller, so my newsletter was born originally as an alternative sales tool where I would put my thoughts down and provide it in the old letter form that would be mailed, et cetera, in hopes of getting clientele, and that's really how it started. And then in the mid-90s, I left the money management side of the business. I continued to publish my newsletter. It was interrupted for 3 years, between 2000 and 2003, and I came back to bullish into the gold market, just above $300 in gold, in the spring of 2003, brought the newsletter back. I focus somewhat different than a lot of other newsletter writers. I work with public companies as a compensated consultant and specialize in the junior resource market. And so some of the companies that I will speak about, I'm obviously working for. There's biases and conflicts of interest. And then I have a separate section where I have my own companies that I like, that I follow, and also markets that I follow. And it really turned into a blog 2 years ago, which has really made it exciting because now I've expanded that into political commentaries, even sports, social issues, et cetera, et cetera. And realistically, the newsletter business isn't really a newsletter anymore because the thought of us putting things and going to a printer and taking 2 days to wrap them up and then send it out another 2 days. Now everything is basically done internet and almost instantaneously now.
Yeah, it is. The way that we deliver our information has changed dramatically. There's no question about that. I mean, Pete, we've got 50 or 60,000 people who listen to this show on the internet. I mean, never mind the shows that air on the Business Talk Radio Network that I do or the shows that air on Genesis that I do. It's on the internet alone. Like I said, we have 50 or 60,000 people who are listening, you know, to your voice right now.
And you know, Al, remember the days, if you think about when we say newsletter writers, we would go and have to get something typeset. The printer would typeset. It would print it to be folded. You'd have to wait till it dried. You had to stick them in envelopes, and it took 2, 3, 4 days in the mail to get somebody. Now you have a thought. You go to your blog or your website.
Right.
You punch it in. It's instantly sent out or, in your case, broadcasted.
Right.
And, I mean, the information age in the newsletter business changed the newsletter business. You know, it's nothing like it was 10 or 20 years ago.
Pete, I want to go back to one thing that you said a little earlier, and that was you said, you know, you act as a compensated consultant for some of the companies that you write up. Now, I don't have a problem with that as long as it's disclosed. I'd like you to talk about how you disclose it.
Well, you know, if I've been guilty of anything or I've been accused of, and that is too much disclosure in lieu of, you know, everybody's doing something for something. Now, there are some people that just sell a newsletter and depend on subscriptions for it, but I would think even those people are somewhat forced to go out and invest on their own. So then, you know, hopefully there's some disclosure on their end about their buys and sells in their stocks.
Yeah.
I went the other side. People don't have to pay anything for my to hear what I have to say. They could pick and choose whether they want to listen to about companies that I work for or companies I just like or markets. and no one forces them to do one thing or the other to get the other.
Right.
The key factor is always to make the distinction of when you have those biases.
Sure.
Now, people say, well, you know what, it can't be independent. Well, you know, here's the answer to that, and I've been at this 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I just spoke about companies and didn't talk about the downsides or the risk and the negatives and admit faults when faults have happened, I'd have no readership, so I'd have no value to those companies.
Right.
I think I've been more independent than the most independent person in terms of disclosure, candidness, and honesty about what's working and what's not and what the mistakes I made and not. So I really think people develop an integrity, and whether or not there's potential conflicts of interest, just because there's a potential doesn't mean there's going to be a conflict of interest.
You know, that's a really good point. I think the one thing that I want to stress to our listeners is that it's really important that you know specifically where the writer of any publication that you're reading is coming from, what his position is, okay? And I will tell you, of all the writers on our show, any writer who appears on our show, you're going to know exactly where he or she stands, whether or not they own stock in companies that they're talking about, whether or not they're trading that stock, whatever. That because I don't believe it's ethical to discuss these issues without people knowing where the people who are discussing them are coming from. Pete, I want to go back to something back in the mid-80s, Black Friday. You were one of the few guys in the United States, in the world for that matter, that called it before it happened, almost to the minute.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. I was a young man in the brokerage business, not 3 years. I was made head of investment strategy for a leading New York Stock Exchange member firm. And in August 11th, 1987, I put out a forecast of a market crash.
Yeah.
And the firm wanted me to retract the resign. I refused it. 11 days later, the Dow was 75 points higher. But come October 19th, that Black Monday, the market crashed. And then the day after the crash, I predicted that the market would be back at a new all-time high within 2 years. So if they didn't think you were crazy when you made your market forecast, to talk about a new all-time high within 2 years right after the crash seemed kind of strange. But that was really the thing that helped elevate me and put me into a more national viewing point. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, but I want to make one closing comment, if I may. At the end of the day, whether people compensated or not, is really the only thing that matters. It's your performance.
Exactly.
You know, if you're not being successful, even you can call yourself the so-called most independent guy, and I could have all these potential conflicts of interest, but if the companies I'm involved with are going up mostly and the other guys isn't, what does it really matter? What really matters is performance. When all things are being equal, that people are disclosing potential conflicts or not, at the end of the day, who was right and who was wrong?
Pete, I agree 100%. Okay, one last question. What was your prediction based on when you predicted Black Monday?
You know what? To be totally, totally honest, not that I haven't been all along, was I think it was a lucky guess. I was only in the business 3 years. It was more of emotions. It was more of a feeling that, believe it or not, that the Dow at 2,700, it seemed overpriced at the time. Everybody was excited. But in real candidness, I really think it was a gift from God, because he had plans for me to be in this business to do other good things. So I really think it came from God and nothing else. But to tell you one thing, the experience I now have, knowing what little I knew really back then, it was more of a lucky guess than anything else.
Let's put you on the spot. One minute. Where's the market going in the next 12 months? And I don't want you to be necessarily specific. Let's just say positive or negative in relation to where it is today.
I'll just say this, Al.
Yeah.
As we tape this, I've become extremely concerned that we have a man at the Fed out of control.
Yeah.
I really believe that this person could be committing America to a financial Armageddon.
Okay.
By literally throwing the money out the helicopter. So I'm very negative long term.
I got to tell you, I'm right there with you. I am also very negative long term, but I'm not necessarily negative when it comes to gold, silver, and resources.
Oh, they're actually going to, the physical metals are going to benefit from this and benefit more now than I would have said 6 months ago because of this.
I agree. Pete, thank you so much. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Roger Wiegand.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the show where I am spotlighting my colleagues who are all successful newsletter writers. And I'll tell you, it was a pleasure opening the show with Pete. Peter Gramditch is really a good guy. I've known him for a long time. He's very principled. And, boy, what you see is what you get. Okay, here's another guy that falls into that category, Roger Wiegand. Roger has been on the show for the past 4 or 5 years. Very, very bright individual. Has a newsletter called Trader Tracks. I'm going to give Roger the microphone and say, buddy, tell our listeners everything, anything and everything you want to about your newsletter, Trader Tracks.
Trader Tracks was started in the fall of 2004, initially because nobody knew who we were. We gave it away on a free trial. We went live in January 2005. So this is our sixth year that we've been in business, and it's grown steadily ever since. What we do is we recommend stocks, bonds, futures, and commodities. We've not done much with bonds recently, except to warn people not to buy them. If they're going to sell them, that's fine. But even that is tricky in this kind of an environment we're in right now. But the majority of the work that we do, Al, is we work with futures and commodities and shares, and the majority of our readers are in the share category. I would say about 85% of our readers are interested in trading stocks, primarily in the junior segment in mining, most of those companies being U.S. and Canada. We started with them with just a handful. We try to keep the total within the letter somewhat around 20 or 25. Just recently, we deleted two that were good companies, but the shares weren't moving, and we added two more new good ones. So we're constantly reworking and upgrading. Also in 2005, 2006, we had a pretty good run whereby we were presenting trades to our traders and investors to get involved with call options on senior mining stocks. The juniors, you can't do it because many cases are not offered. The seniors have the big volume, and they also offer the months that we're interested in. We had a run of several months there doing this, where the call options on companies like Goldcorp, Coeur d'Alene, some of the big silver companies, Pan American Silver, and so Hecla, people like this, we would try to purchase or suggest, recommend, I should say, buying some call options that were typically anywhere from 3 to 6 months out. We would try to do it on a setup in advance of a proposed upcycle in both gold and silver. And the majority of those trades that we did recommend did exceedingly well. A lot of them did anywhere between 100 and 300% in a very short time frame, which makes it very attractive. We just started that up again just in the last 30 days. We had one with Hecla where we suggested people buy some calls on Hecla for March, and I think it was roughly within 2 to 3 weeks they got paid somewhere between 100 and 150%. So they look like they're easy to do, but they're a little more tricky than you can imagine. You've got to understand technically where the prices are, where the cycles and dates are, how much you can spend. You don't want to spend too much, but you're going to have to spend enough to get a good position. And for people who are in shares and like trading as opposed to just buy and hold, this is a vehicle that we would encourage. We've also had a good program in our newsletter regarding the ETFs. Some time ago, we were recommending trading, not investing in, but trading the SLV and the GLD, the gold and silver. And in recent months, we've gotten away from that because we're persuaded that with the great surge in precious metals, that GLD and SLV would probably not have enough metal behind all the shares. They claim they do, but we've had some of our attorney friends at the conferences and shows who really know more about it than I do. They've gone over the paperwork very carefully, and they suggest that it's a promise on paper, which makes me nervous. So we just drop those. For people who want faster trading action, we've got plenty of opportunities within junior stocks, senior stocks, call options, and these ETFs. So it continues to get better and better as the gold and silver world, I should say, really goes so much better. There's been a little concern recently that in this latest correction that this might be a major top for gold and silver. We say no. We think this market right now is on the cusp of another major breakout. The normal winter cycles for gold and silver usually begin at around 1st of December, and they run till the middle of January, perhaps the end of January. And there's two or three major cycles, up, down, in gold and silver that do run from, say, January all the way through to May. The predominant contracts for trading for gold and silver are February gold and also June gold in the first half of the year. Also for silver, the 2 months that we like and they're usually most active would be the futures in March and the futures in May. Personally, I trade just futures for my own retirement account. We're just wrapping up another very successful year. For my own account, what I do is I buy spreads in gold and silver on the various months I suggested, plus some other ones. And in addition, we like the grains. I think we're in either our sixth or seventh year of trading soybean spreads. I don't think we've missed. We might have been close to break even 1 year, but all the other years, that trade has been very good and has performed nicely. Some of those kinds of trades are going to be coming up in March. In fact, there's a whole slew of them that look very attractive that we'll want to take positions on in the month of March. So that's coming up.
Roger, you also deal with political issues in your newsletter.
Yes, we like to write about economics. I've got a journalism background. I was an English major in college. I've written three books, one of which was published. Book writing takes a great deal of time, so I've gotten away from it. But I enjoy writing and talking about and providing commentary on economics, government issues, things that really affect the industry that we do write about, which is the mining industry and also economics in general. We do usually a weekly audio with Al Corlin for Kitco. Normally I'll write at least one a week. I haven't lately. I've been a little run over with a lot of work, but we do commentary on the Kitco website. We also do some for the Gold Letter, and of course we do speeches and conduct workshops at the Cambridge House conferences. The next one of those is going to be in January. In February we'll be in Phoenix. Then we're going to also be in June show for Cambridge House in Vancouver again. And then also in April, we're going to be in Phoenix for the second time.
Well, there you have it. Roger, go to our homepage and look for recommended websites. Click on that. And if you can click, you go to that and you'll click on Roger's banner and you get all the information you want about TraderTrax. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got to admit, my two prior guests are a couple of pretty interesting guys. Peter Grandich and Roger Wiegand, both are good friends, and I'll tell you, I can't recommend their work highly enough to you folks out there. Another guy whose work I really, really highly recommend is somebody who I've known actually longer than I've known Peter and longer than I've known Roger, and that's Jay Taylor. Jay and I used to do some work together in terms of videos. We now both do radio. I collaborate with Jay on an awful lot of issues. And I have to tell you, Jay's newsletter, in my opinion, he talks about economic issues, he talks about political issues, and he talks about companies, publicly traded companies that his readers can invest in if they so choose. And his work, I think, is really, really good. Jay, number one, thanks for joining me. And number two, let's talk a little bit about your newsletter. You've been doing it now since 1982, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that kind of dates me, doesn't it, Al?
Well,
you and I are pretty much the same age, I guess, close to it anyway.
Yep.
I've been doing it a long time. 1981, I started writing the newsletter, on the heels of the bull market, what I call the little mini bull market in gold of the 1970s, and you were around then, too. You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Those days, some of those junior mining companies did very, very well, but for a short period of time. And, of course, I couldn't have started at a worse time if it was going to be a gold-orientated letter, because 1981 was basically, or 1980 was the peak, and then we had a bear market that lasted until about 2002 or 2003. So,
right.
A 20-plus year, I don't know what that is, 82, 20-year bear market,
right,
essentially. And I stayed with it, which I guess proves that a broken clock is right twice a day. Now we're under a bull market in gold, and I honestly believe, Alan, I've been telling my subscribers this on a regular basis, this is a bull market of a lifetime. I have no doubt about that, because we're looking at the economics for gold mining is absolutely phenomenal. And I throw silver mining into that, too, to the extent we can find pure silver mining plays. There aren't that many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I tell. Here's what's got me so bullish on this industry. If you look at not the nominal price of gold, everybody's focused on the nominal price of gold. I think that doesn't matter so much. You know, if gold if gold were $10,000 an ounce and it cost you $10,500 to get it out, it's not a very good proposition for mining. But what we saw happen with gold after the Lehman Brothers decline, failure, was a dramatic increase in the real price of gold. That is gold measured against everything else. And I like to use the Rogers Raw Material Fund because that has energy, has all kinds of metals, base metals. It has foodstuffs in there. It's got clothing items. Basically, Jimmy Rogers constructed this as a to measure the cost of staying alive, is the way he put it. And before Lehman Brothers, an ounce of gold would have purchased only 15% of that basket of the cost of things you need to stay alive. After Lehman Brothers, at the peak, or as I say, at the bottom of the market after Lehman Brothers collapsed in March of 2009, it would have purchased 44%. So it went from 15% purchasing power to 44% purchasing power. It fell back to about 30%, then sort of edged up higher. It got up to 42% with the Greek crisis. It's now about 40%. So we've gone from 15% purchasing power to 40% purchasing power against all the other items. And that's important, Al, because a lot of those items and the cost of staying alive have to do with the cost of mining gold. So your energy cost, which is a big component of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, is down relative to gold. Copper, other materials are down relative to gold. Even labor is down relative to gold. So this is now resulting in very substantial profits for the senior mining companies. We're seeing profit growth very, very dramatic, and that is going to be hugely important to the extent it lasts, and I think it will last a long time yet still. It's going to really feed, you're going to see capital come down the food chain into the juniors, the ones that you and I focus on more.
Sure. No, I would agree 100% on that. Jay, rather than just talk about the companies that, you know, that you do, and rather than talk about the economics of precious metals right now, let's get into politics a little bit. And the reason I want to do that is because I think there is a very, very close correlation between the political environment and the economic environment on an international basis. I really do. And the way that relates specifically in my mind to the United States is right now you have to admit the United States is a bankrupt company. There's no question about that. Expenses so far exceed revenues that the magnitude of the hole that the U.S. has dug itself into is absolutely huge. And I have to tell you, I blame that to a very large extent on our politicians, Jay.
Well, yeah, our policymakers, I would take it to the what I like to call the powers behind the throne, the people that really own the Federal Reserve. I think people need to look at a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island by Edward Griffin to get a measure on why policy is the way it is. It's more, you know, politics is what we see. Politics is, you know, you got people out there that are trying to influence, you got politicians trying to influence a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people vote and they think they're going to get something, and then they only find out that whatever they voted for doesn't turn out to be true. The politicians don't put into effect what the populace wants.
Right.
And the reason for that, I believe, is because there's big money behind the throne. There's huge amounts of money. The Federal Reserve was created not for the purposes that it says it was created, but if you read Griffin's book and a lot of other authors that I've had on my radio show, you'll find out that the real reason the Fed was created was to bail out the banks.
Yeah.
I mean, forget all this nonsense about monetary stability, high employment, and you know all that the other things the Fed are supposed to do. That's for public consumption. That's for manipulation of the people to keep them confident that the policymakers are looking out after them.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the surface, the policymakers are looking out for the bankers because that's why the Federal Reserve was created, and that's why, and they have to if they want to keep their jobs. So, and they want to have the money for their campaigns and so forth. So, no, I think that. It's the powers behind the throne, and you look at the policies in as opposed to politics. Al, I would make that distinction because politics are, you know, what I see is sort of the art of deceit, the art of getting people to believe that the politicians stand for something they don't necessarily stand for.
Sure.
And once they're in power, then they're beholden not to the populace, which they're supposed to be, but they're not. They're beholden to the people that have the money and have the power to create money. And there's where when we went off the gold standard. talk about politics. We went off the gold standard. Nixon took us off the gold standard. That's when you see credit rising dramatically. That's when you started seeing people believing they could live beyond their means. They could have something without working for it. And I think, honestly, it's when not only work ethic but morality in general started to decline in America to a great extent. Not that people have changed, but that there's no controls on it anymore. You can get credit and live high on the hog today and not worry and figure you're going to get more credit tomorrow to cover up the previous credit. That's what our government's doing. That's what we as individuals have been encouraged to do, and the bankers have been laughing, and they've got us. I think the bankers have us where they want us now, the American populace as a whole, destitute and in servitude to them, basically.
Well, what I find interesting, you know, is I was having a conversation up in Vancouver earlier this week with one of our colleagues, and his comment was, he said, you know, when all of these bailouts occurred under the Bush administration, he said, I am under the opinion, that, you know, the institutions have to stay in place. He said, I've just kind of come to that conclusion. But the people running the institutions really should have been kicked out, and they weren't. So in essence, when a lot of our institutions, a lot of our financial institutions were saved under the Bush administration and continue to be saved under the Obama administration, the institutions probably needed, you know, needed to be saved. But the people running those institutions, people literally stealing from the Jay Taylors and the Al Corlins of the world, they needed to be kicked out. Got a minute. Do you agree with me or disagree?
Well, yeah, I think I basically agree, except that under the fiat currency system, the institutions have been given a license to steal, literally.
Yeah.
Because if you give banks the ability to create money out of nothing, and then you make a monopoly, as Ed Griffin points out, our Federal Reserve system is a monopoly system. It doesn't allow gold to compete with the medium of exchange, for example, or anything else to compete with the dollar. Then you put these banks in a position for the abuse. So I think the institution needs to be vastly revised. We need to get rid of this fiat currency system back to an honest monetary system, and then you wouldn't have the freedom. I mean, they put the fox in charge of the chicken coop.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Hey, listen, take a look at Jay's newsletter. It's on our website. Get all the information you want about it. Big Al's going to be right back with Ian Gordon. Stick around.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour with a new guest who I think I've twisted his arm, and he may very well be willing to come on the show about once every 3 to 4 weeks, Dr. Mark Skousen. Dr. Skousen is a very, very interesting man. He is considered to be one of the foremost authorities in the area of asset-based investing, finance in general, government issues. Dr. Skousen does a couple of conferences each year, one in the Bahamas and one in Las Vegas. I was fortunate enough to be able to do some radio from his Las Vegas show last July. We're looking forward to going down there again this year. I asked Mark if he would give us a little bit about his background, what he's all about, for those of you, for the benefit of those of you who really perhaps aren't as familiar with his work as you should be. Number one, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, Al, it's a pleasure, and it was great having you at Freedom Fest, and I'm delighted to I'm always impressed with the entrepreneurs like yourself who are out there and expanding a very important message of teaching sound economics and sound money management in a very difficult time period that seems to increase in time. It's a struggle to maintain our standard of living and everything we want to do when you constantly have these fights over government and the abuse of authority.
You know, I have to tell you, we do have some serious abuse of authority right now, in my opinion. But getting back to the economic issue, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would see economic times, financial conditions similar to what we're seeing in the United States today. Mark, you and I live in a country that, for all practical purposes, is a bankrupt corporation. It's absolutely bankrupt. How we got to this point is beyond me. How we're going to get out of it is something that I'm really not sure about. What are your thoughts?
Well, you mentioned my background, and that kind of dovetails into what I first got started in this movement, freedom movement, or financial revolution, whatever you want to call it, in the 1970s, the very inflationary 1970s, which was our first real indicator that things were not what they seemed, that we were headed for serious trouble. And I blame this primarily on Keynesian, the adoption of Keynesian economics, this idea that deficits don't matter, that debts don't matter. It's even been adopted to some extent by people who we thought were on our side, like Dick Cheney and people like that. A lot of these people have have really been suckered in to this very bad economic model that says that, you know, during times of unemployment, during troubled times, we've got to run these huge deficits, and we'll take care of it during the good times. And, of course, the wheel is always unbalanced, as Milton Friedman often said, and it's creating a lot of these problems. So I got started in the 70s. I actually started off out of school as a economist for the CIA, believe it or not. But that was really quite an education because it was very international. I got source material that normal Americans don't normally get, so it kind of gave me an inside track. And then, of course, I became the editor, managing editor of the Inflation Survival Letter. That was my first taste of the financial revolution of the trilogy of buy gold, buy silver, buy Swiss francs, and real estate and other hard assets. So that was my introduction. And my very first investment, as a matter of fact, I keep it in my pocket, was a silver dollar after reading Harry Brown's book on monetary crises. So I got to know all the movers and shakers of the hard money people in the early 70s at the Jim Blanchard conferences, at the Howard Ruff conferences, all of those sorts of things. And now, 30 years later, I'm writing my own newsletter. I've maintained an interest in economics, having taught at several colleges, including Columbia University here in New York. And I've written 25 books and write my investment newsletter that seems to be improving. I consider myself a survivor, if you will. I've been to 71 countries. So it's been quite an experience, and I'm going very strong every day. I get up in the morning. I'm excited about what's happening in the markets. Every day is interesting, is new. And I try to be as optimistic as I can, and there are times when we need to invest in the traditional stock and bond markets, and then there's other times when commodities and non-traditional investments of gold and silver and real estate and so forth are the best place to be. So that's just kind of a general background. As far as my big conference, Freedom Fest, my idea there is to bring together once a year. You know, we all talk on the internet, we listen on the radio, they listen to your program or whatever, and we're linked in together. But I really have felt for some time that all of us need to come together, physically come together, and feel of each other's spirits, look each other in the eye, and strengthen our resolve, and find out, you know, we come to learn and to network and to celebrate liberty and what's left of it. And so that's the idea of my conference every July, Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and we're growing really rapidly. We expect over 3,000 people there next July. So, that's where I'm at. That's why I'm enthusiastic about, and not giving up and trying to fight the good battle and make a little money on the side as an investment advisor and so forth.
Well, Mark, the one thing about being an entrepreneur, as you are and as I am, is we don't give up. That's the last thing in the world. I mean, that's simply, you know, failure is simply not, well, let's take out the word failure and let's say giving up. Giving up is something that just is absolutely foreign to both of us. Let me ask you a question. Now, we have an interesting situation in the gold market right now. Gold seems to be going into a bit of a correction. Nothing I would say serious right now. Silver is going into a bit of a correction right now. Again, I don't think it's anything serious.
You're just talking about the last couple of days,
Of course I am.
Because it's obviously a major bull market here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I'm just talking about the last couple of days. But are you still bullish in terms of precious metals? I know I am.
Yes, I am, although I'm one of those who's in the silver camp more than the gold camp. I mean, gold has hit all-time highs, over $1,400 an ounce.
Right.
Silver is still only half of its previous high of $50 an ounce.
Right.
But, of course, we have to understand that was due to Bunker,
sure,
the Hunt brothers, who I have met, by the way,
yeah,
trying to corner the silver market. But still, I think silver does have more to go and has been doing well. In my newsletter, Forecasts and Strategies, we have been recommending both the both ETFs, the gold ETF, GLD, and the silver one, SLV. The gold one's up 30% this year. The silver one's up 70% this year. Sure, so yeah. I've been right on that prediction that silver is a better one to choose, and I still feel that way. I still think that it's a consolidation that's occurring here, and that you're going to see certainly silver go back up over $30 an ounce. And who knows, it may get up over 50 before it's all through. I'm not as confident about gold. Gold is the ultimate monetary metal, and much depends on government policy here. If the economy gets back, if we see some kind of restraint on the part of this new Republican effort to get control of spending and so forth, that's a big if. But if it happens, then, you know, you may see gold come down a little bit and correct a little bit longer. It all depends on government policy. That's the key to watch. And Fed policy and how inflationary they are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, great minds travel along similar paths. Kathy and I started buying silver, oh, gosh, probably about 2 years ago. I think the first purchase, and we buy silver rounds. I feel exactly the same way as you do about silver in the sense that I like it better than gold as a form of insurance, for lack of better terms. And that's why I buy it. But we are now involved buying silver on a – we buy silver rounds every month on a regular program just because I think it provides the best insurance out there. You know, my humble opinion is gold is great, but I think silver is right there. Tell us a little bit about the newsletter.
Well, Forecasts and Strategies, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and according to the Holbert Financial Digest, I've beaten the market in the last year, 5 years, and 10 years. So I consider myself pretty lucky, and we've been really on a roll lately with rare earths, silver. Ford Motor Company was my stock of the year and up 67%. So we're doing very well, and people can go to markskousen.com if they want more information.
Mark, thank you so much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.